right. It's us again. Man, it's your boy, Rome Jones.
Hey, you called me the brother to the night.
Boom! Watch out. Go get it. Period.
We still are talking about 42 million Americans that are out of work. And
happy on Friday and insisted that America was on its way to being great again, following the announcement that 2.5 million...
We got the spirit. We ain't even really rapping. We're just letting our dead homies tell stories for us.
I can't be brother to the night. Like, I can't be brother of the night. What's the nigga name? What the nigga say on Poetic Justice?
Oh my gosh, man. Nah, man.
I'm the shiver in your left foot, the quiver in your right. Like, I can't be that. Like, let me be that. Let me be great.
I guess
you can be great. You could be great all to yourself, man.
Brother to the night. Hey. That's how you address me tonight, man.
Hey, man, just so y'all know, you are listening and watching Hip Hop in the Internet Change the World. Yeah, that's right, man. What's up, D? I ain't seen you in a minute, man. What's good?
Hey, maintaining, bro. It's been what? When was the last time we recorded? Beginning of last month?
Yeah. Ain't so, man. Yeah, bro. We just slipped a little bit.
We back, though.
And we here, exactly. So, yeah, and we gonna take it like that, man. But I know it's just been a lot going on. We gonna kind of, you know, do a little bit of a recap. Plus, you know what I mean, hit on some like current event type stuff. And as y'all can see, we are being joined by one of our lovely guests as always. And we just gonna introduce her real quick. Y'all know how I do, man. But you know, she's a college graduate, she's a mother, and she is an entrepreneur, owner of Luna Beauty Bar. Y'all, yeah. We got Lindsay Kenya.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what's up with you? What's like, what's new? Like, I mean, tell us a little bit about Luna Beauty Bar. What you got going on?
So it's been something I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time. I've been working on, but it's a full service beauty salon. And basically it's just for every woman. And I mean, and I know it sounds so...
Hey, what's full service?
Huh?
What's full service?
Like everything from waxes, lashes, extensions, like everything a woman can think of, she can walk in and come out a whole different person. So that's what I want, like a one-stop shop. Yeah, okay. You can purchase a little something there too. Okay. You know, it's just a place like, you know how men have
y'all got like beer oil?
Shop and stuff where y'all chill all day and stuff like that. But my Luna Beauty Bar.
So is it going to be like massages and facials? Yeah. And
massages, facials, lashes, your hair done, everything you could think of, your feet, your nails. That's what I'm at, full service beauty salon.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you can follow it. Stop. Okay, queen. But no, it's going to be really dope. So I've been working on it for some time now. And hopefully by next year, we can have a physical location up and running. But, you know, I do offer my services, you know, and you can go to mylunabeauty.com and book.
.com.
Yes,
once again, mylunabeauty.com. Y'all, we're going to make sure we put that down. We're going to show some love down there with our marketing and so forth. So, yeah. Hey, once again, y'all, Lindsay King, man. But, hey. We're not gonna take no more time, y'all. We're gonna get right into this thing, man. Y'all know what we're here for. Puff or pass? That's right, y'all. Puff or pass. So y'all know what we do here. We're gonna go over some of the most hottest topics. We're gonna go back and forth. I'm gonna ask Lindsay and my boy D Pounce whether or not they want to puff or pass on the topic. And you know, they're gonna get a little 2 cents. We're gonna go around with it, and we're just gonna keep it moving. So first thing I want to go over with y'all is America, all right, and the world, okay, where we stand today, all right, as of June 2021, all right, in the aftermath of the year that was 2020. And things are kind of opening back up a little bit. Like, everybody was talking about, we don't know if there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, no. We don't know what's going to happen. So, right now, we're at the point where it's kind of like, you know, things are opening up a little bit. So I'm gonna kick it to you, Lizette, just to get us kicked off here. Do you want to puff or pass on this?
I'll puff. I think people just got to be positive about what's to come. I mean, looking back, when did this pandemic start? March of last year? I mean, it's been a whole year we've been in the house. I mean, it's an adjustment for real, but I don't know. It's the vaccine, everybody throws away. It's just a lot of things, you know, but I think we're so used to being quarantined with the mask, it's going to be an adjustment to go back outside. I think I'm still wearing my mask, maybe. But it's going to be an adjustment.
Hey, so I know my boy D Pounds already out here, straight mask off. You know what I mean? He been on his future shit for a little bit now. So D, what's your thoughts on this, man? Do you want a buffer pass?
I mean, we're here now, so you know. I don't remember the last time I wore a mask. Like, I don't even buy masks no more. Like, I stopped ordering like the 50 pack of the disposable masks because I got my shot. Like, I'm a mule. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was offended when the lady told me to put on the mask the other day. If we being serious, like,
it's different. People are refusing to get it, and then they're separating people places. It's just,
yeah. I got the J&J. So,
ooh.
Nah, just
the remedial. I mean,
guess what? This shit worked. It definitely worked. Like, I was, you know, I went out the country. That was the only reason I got the shot, was because I was going out the country.
I heard people.
You said what?
I said I was hearing people were doing it because they wanted to travel, you know? Yeah. So, like, that's the only reason I got it.
Facts, that really was. No bullshit. So, I mean, the only thing about the world opening up right now is, like, look at the timing when the world opened back up. So the world opened up as soon as it got hot outside.
Right.
It get hot outside, what's going to happen? What happens every year when it get hot outside? The murder rate go up.
Yeah, people outside.
And that's what's going on right now. Like, they said the crime in New York is up
200%. Wow.
Like, that's wild.
That's insane.
That is wild as fuck. Like, L.A., Baltimore, they said crime everywhere is just, yeah, that's the only thing about opening back up.
People getting pent up. They angry. Christ. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's adjustment.
It's an adjustment. And I was down in the 757 last weekend, and it was interesting because I felt like I was the minority with a mask on. Like, yeah. for real. Like, I'm like, down there, nobody's wearing a mask. Like, I mean,
nah, that's how it is here.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's interesting. You know what I mean? I walked in to William and Sonoma the other day without my mask. And I was like, okay.
Boy, I mean, Fauci said you can walk in places without a mask. Like, that's what Fauci said. We've been going off what Fauci said from the beginning. So let's finish this whole shit out with, you know what I mean?
But it's so strange how we feel strange without wearing a mask. And that's how we've been for years. And then the moment we wear it for like a year, we're like, should I show my face? Like, am I supposed to?
Man, I want you to know how I look, yo. I gotta be like, I want you that now. I'm never wearing it. I'm good. I'm back to normal. Like, my life is cool for me, for real. Like,
but why?
And I'm ready for this shit to be over, because I was talking to this one girl. Like, I hollered this one girl at the mall, and she looks sexy as shit with a mask on. And when I see her without a mask,
it's fish.
Huh? Yes. Like,
bro.
So
it was a mask.
A mask fish, bro.
Like, mask fish.
She reminded me of Lil Mom with the mask off. Like, like, she looked just like Lil Mom. All in mask. The face. Like, that whole mask, like, the whole mask area was all Lil Mom. Like, it was.
Is that already a thing? Being mask fished? Like, is that like,
we made it? Like, yeah, hey. I think that should be the name of this episode.
Hey, we should go ahead. We should dub that. Yeah.
Mask fish.
Say no more. Well, I mean, speaking of I guess mask fish. I don't know if that's a proper segue into this, but boy, Carmelo Anthony
oh gosh,
is at it again. The All-Star and future Hall of Famer is officially getting divorced from his wife of many years, Lala Anthony. The couple with a family already in place are dealing with a situation where Carmelo, who has already been a confirmed cheater in the past, has done it again. And this time he has some extra baggage with it. All right. He has two children, allegedly, that are out there that Lala is just finding out about, that the world is just finding out about. And yeah.
How old?
Well, as far as the, I can't confirm the age of the, I guess the new kids or whatever. But yeah, y'all want to puff or pass? I'm gonna kick it up to you, Deep House. You want to puff or pass, bro?
Hey, as vice chairman of the Black Men Don't Cheat Committee, I have to puff this one. I think these charges, I think these allegations against Brother Melo are outrageous. Egregious. They're just targeting. I mean, all they're trying to do, like, they're trying to deflect. I think, honestly, this has something to do with Trump. I really think Trump kind of played a role in this, for real, for real. But I don't believe any of this. You know, and Lala, if you do believe it, come on now. You know your husband. You know what your husband's capable of. You know what I mean?
And plus, he just been
twins. Twins.
Are they twins?
Twins, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking it was two separate, like with two.
No, yeah, this was the second situation, but this situation, he had twins. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. See, I can't even say it. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
What about you, Zay? What's your you want to puff or pass?
She has to puff.
I'll puff. I'll puff. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, their life is so public, so it's just like it makes it so much harder. But like, if when you bring another kid, or them, they just need to find out. Like, I really feel like they just need to find out, and then that'll change a lot of things.
So allegedly, he sent the baby mother to England so she can have British babies, so the babies wouldn't be born in the United States. Which if he did that, I want to say right now, I want to go ahead and claim plus 10 for the Hot Boys.
If he did do that.
Now,
that don't make sense.
We're not saying that he did do it.
Speaking on behalf of the Black man. Don't
say it. I said for the Hot Boys. I'm talking for the Hot Boys right now. Plus 10 for them.
Well, speaking of Hot Boys, we're gonna go down south, and we're gonna talk a little bit of Juneteenth. Recently, there was some Juneteenth celebrations, because this year, on June 19th, 2021, the U.S. federally acknowledged, and we now can move forward and celebrate Juneteenth as a nation. Clap it out for that, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? For Black excellence, all that good stuff. Hey, we need it. Hey, long overdue. I'll just put it like that, long overdue. But in Atlanta, Georgia, at an IKEA, they decided to celebrate Juneteenth with a special menu. That commemorated and celebrated Juneteenth and the first Juneteenth holiday. So, on the menu, ladies and gentlemen, was, of course, fried chicken. Gotta kick it off with some fried chicken. Mac and cheese. Gotta have the mac and cheese with it. You can't have fried chicken and then no mac and cheese. It doesn't make sense, right? And then you gotta have a veggie, right?
What was it? Collard greens.
Collard greens. You know, Zay. You already know, Zay. And then, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
And then, I guess, you know, to kind of just throw something else in there, you know, as an option, you know, just for anybody who wants to be a little bit more healthier, we got some watermelon in there as well.
Fine.
Zay, I'm going to go ahead and kick it to you, Lindsay. You want to puff or pass?
I'll puff. Like, that's, to me, it's, I read about that a little bit, and it was just like, it's like some tokenism. I don't know what it, it's so irritating. It's so irritating. No, I'm saying, yeah, because it just be like, how do y'all think that just serving this on this day, it's like, how that doesn't connect the dots with me. It just be like so ignorant. And you work around, it's, and today everything is accessible. Like, you clearly see what's going on in the world. Like, why do y'all constantly feel like y'all can just, it's like, this is not the first time this has happened. So you mean to tell me, like, you just been tucked away and you never seen anything that's going on right now for you to just still do that type of stuff? It's really just irritating. I don't know. But I would really be offended too. I wouldn't be working there. I don't like to work in places where I just feel like they don't care about their staff or equality. Like, we're in the middle of Pride Month and everything like that. So it's just like, we got to respect one another and not be so insensitive. So that's my thing.
So our guest here says that she wants to kind of speak on the fact that, I mean, they just were being insensitive. So deep house, you want to puff a pass?
Who okay this? Like, how many people did this go
Who's
through?
Whose man is this?
Like, how many people did this go through? How many people thought that this was going to be a good idea? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, how many did it go to, like, the general manager? I mean, it started, like, the district manager, go to the general manager, go to the store manager. And they was like, yeah, like, let's get some fried chicken. Let's get some Kool-Aid. Yeah, hey, that sounds fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
Or was this, like, some random just, like, supervisor who just got some shit from, you know, who just picked up some shit on his lunch break and went to Harris Teeter, you know, on some last minute shit, you know, what am I gonna get for Juneteenth? Because I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, if I was on, like, if somebody told me, hey, bro, I need you to get some food for Juneteenth, for the company, right? So check it out. Here's what I would do. Like, just me, myself, I'm all right. I might call you, like, bro, what do you buy for Juneteenth? And we're gonna go through things, and I'm pretty sure fried chicken is gonna be on the list. And you're gonna be like, I mean, yeah, you know, fried chicken, as long as it's seasoned well, I guess, you know. So we're gonna choose fried chicken. Then we're gonna get to, you know, we're gonna go down the list again. I feel like, I see how they got to where they got to.
No.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
hold on, because I gotta piggyback on that. So check me out, right?
Like, yeah.
Because no, you gotta think about it. No. Honestly, if you really think about it, if you were in charge of a menu for Juneteenth, you will put fried chicken up there. Like, you will. Now, granted,
you're not gonna put salmon.
I understand that as a corporation, IKEA was insensitive. however, I still want to look at it on the flip side, because let's look at
first of all, this is an isolated incident. This only happened at
the Mayo, like we do.
True, this is an isolated incident. And it happened in a black.
This only happened in one store.
This happened in a black city. So looking at the Hispanic community, if Cinco de Mayo, you know what I mean, comes up or whatever, like Zay was about to allude to, I mean, you're gonna see maybe a burrito up there or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny, but it's, you know what I mean, it's like, you know, of their people, like, you know what I mean? That's what they're known for. No, I mean,
he's finding excuses for doing.
I'm not trying to.
I'm just saying. I feel like I know where he came from. Like, I feel that. Like, so, I would have probably did the same thing. Like, it could have been me. It could have been me. Like, I could be the reason my company is in the newspaper or
no
shade room.
No disrespect.
Like, no bullshit, no, and it wouldn't even.
No shade at all. But I mean, Lindsay, what would you? All right, look, I, Lindsay, if you was in charge and you had to do a menu for Juneteenth, what you gonna put on the menu then?
I mean, I would have got chicken. No. maybe you can make it a little, just not those specific things. Add a little bit of pizzazz in it. Stop being so, this is what they eat. This is all they eat. That's, you can do some, what do I like? Toe rolls. That's something that's like new. It don't gotta be watermelon. I heard somebody like really going off about watermelon about you know, and so it's like, why do you gotta pick? We eat oranges. We eat fruit baskets, edible arrangements. Like, it's cool. I like
to eat watermelon in front of people because I feel like I'm a coon. Like, I feel like one of them 1920s pictures with the nigga with the big ass lips.
Stop.
I swear to God.
No, but like, mac and cheese, everybody mac and cheese is not good either. So you gotta get that from like your family. You can't just be buying store-bought mac and cheese or
I bring store-bought potato salad to every potluck.
That's good.
Store-bought potato salad. Yes. That's, I bring the yellow salad. One and the white one.
Not mac and cheese.
I'm not
eating either.
I mean, hey, take it how you want. I go to Food Lion right across the street. I don't even try to dress it up and put it in the container. I take it smooth.
Start with the bags.
Yes, with the bags.
Might be in it too. You'd be like, hey.
Nobody even touches the shit. Like, it's always this one girl at the end who's like, hey. Do you want this? And I'll be like, nah, yo, because I don't even touch the shit. I don't eat the shit. And she's like, you want this? Like, hey, you can have it. It's the same girl every time. And so, yeah, go ahead, man. Take it for your kids, yo.
But not mac and cheese, though.
I mean, I would. Mac and cheese, though, right? If they had it, like if Walmart had it or if Food Lion had it in like the little, you know, where I could just get a little tub of it, keep it moving for a little potluck, no, I would definitely do it.
That store-bought shit, like that Food Lion macaroni and cheese and shit, it'd be all wet.
The fuck I look like? What I look like being in the kitchen making some shit for people? I don't even like you niggas, for real, for real.
You gotta make it with love. You can't buy from the store. You can't.
Right,
you gotta really be in the kitchen cutting up the cheese. You know, doing it by yourself. You can't buy that.
You gotta put it in the oven and check it like 4 times.
Yeah, because you gotta have it soaked out that pan. Yeah.
Bro, I've never known you to cook. I've never known you to cook. Okay, so for you,
you gotta pull it out of the kitchen and put it in the refrigerator with love. And
we just saying.
Hey, well, whatever.
I still like
the hater. You're such a hater. Oh, what'd you say, Zay? I'm sorry.
I said I still like the potato salad store bought. The Amish kind is good.
You like the white one?
No potato
salad. The white one or the yellow one?
Yellow one.
The yellow one, I thought that was the mustard one. I thought the Amish one was the white one.
No, Amish is the one with the mustard in it.
So what's the white one called then?
I don't know about that one.
Are you sure?
Maybe macaroni tuna salad? I don't know.
It's not macaroni tuna salad. It's just the white one. I don't eat even one of them, but you know.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I just know that the one I like is yellow, and that's the Amish kind.
You go to the store and be like, hey, yo, let me get the Amish.
Yes, I think I have some in the refrigerator right now.
Go get it. No, I'm messing with you.
Moving on. We're not about to sit up here and talk about some damn potato salad. Moving on. We do have
a... I'm going to go show you. I'm like, but see, this is why they just chose 4 things, because it would have been an argument.
Right. But yeah, big shout out to all those who celebrated Juneteenth. Right. So, also going on is in the world of sports, the NBA playoffs. So real quick, gonna go ahead and just throw it out there. We got the Eastern Conference Finals going on with the Bucks versus the Hawks. And then we got in the West, we got the Suns versus the Clippers. Real quick thoughts. I'm gonna kick it over to you, D Pounce. You want to puff or pass on the playoffs, sir?
We can puff, I guess. I'm guessing I'm pulling for Milwaukee. So go Bucks, I guess. And I mean, it's looking like, well, Milwaukee lost last night. Atlanta, they
that they were going to do that.
You did? Yeah. You did. We had that conversation.
Yeah. Atlanta,
Atlanta. You said what? I don't think Atlanta's going. I don't see it. I see Milwaukee and Phoenix in the finals.
I see Atlanta.
I mean, so how strong you feel about that? Like, I mean, what you want to put on it? What you want to put on it? Like, I mean,
yeah, I bet. No. Like,
is it there, like, bro? 50, put 100 on it. Nah, I'm joking. Put 100. I'm good. Yeah, let's do it.
I heard it.
Who?
You gonna shake on it? All right, you heard it, Zay. Yeah,
I heard it.
It's on wax.
I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Waxed. Is this the new wax right now? Like,
Lindsay, would you like to puff a pass in the NBA playoff?
Pass. <All right. laughs> I don't know nothing about it.
All right, well, we'll see. To be continued. Well, we'll definitely keep everybody updated on that bet there. Looking to collect up on that. But so, our last topic here. We just kind of want to go back a little bit in the Sweetie Quavo saga, right? Mm-hmm. So the former couple allegedly back in March, I believe, earlier in the year, there was a rumor that Quavo had took back a Bentley GTC V8 at that. And he actually, you know,
icy in the head in the little hair rest. The shit said icy. Shit was clean.
Great though. And it was actually, and it's worth $297,000 on the market right now, because at the time it was allegedly a rumor that he took it back, but it was confirmed this month that he snatched that shit. All right, and he's putting it on the market for $297,000 right now. So the question that I want to put out on the floor, and I'm gonna kick it over to our guest here, Zay, is it fair to you to take back gifts from an ex?
No, Indian giving. Like, if it's a gift, it's a gift. Like, you can't take it back.
You puffing? My bad, I didn't ask, so I took you puffing on this.
So. Yes, I'm puffing, but you cannot. It's no Indian giving. Once you give somebody something,
certain gifts. It's cool for you to
was it in his name or something like
yeah,
that?
Like, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Then maybe he got to take it back. She could just be like, I ain't paying, you know. And so, but no Indian giving. Just don't give people cars if you ain't gonna be with them. Like,
plus 10 for the city boys. Actually, not even 10, plus 100 for the city boys. Like, and honestly, if you listen to Drake's last shit, Drake talked about this in his last shit. In the song Desires, I was listening to it the other day. A bar was, I got you a whip, then you got back on your shit, had to tell Eric go get it. The most toxic shit ever. Yeah. So
he was temporarily giving her the car, so she can get her stuff together to get her own. And now he's like, I can bring it back.
No.
It might have been that type of agreement.
Are you taking it back, Jerome?
Yeah.
Hey, let me get that. I mean, you can keep the jewelry and shit that I bought you, the clothes, like all that shit. You got that. But a Bentley? Nah.
Okay, a car.
I say if it's just like my girlfriend.
Nigga, I wouldn't get that to my wife. Like, nah, let me get that. Give me that back.
Nah, that's different. What? I feel like that's a little different.
Right. But they were kind of serious now.
The thing about it, you have to negotiate all of that shit if you divorce anyway. So, and if you really want it, you'll negotiate to get that shit. You know what I mean? So, but I see what you're saying, though. I get both sides, but me personally, I'm getting that shit back.
I need that back. Yeah, let me get that. Let me hold that.
You ain't giving.
Well, what?
No,
I'm not even coming. I'm just in the repo, man.
Bye.
Ready to go and no car.
Facts, yeah. Like, you coming to get your nails done, you leaving the nail salon. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. They leave out the beauty bar.
Bro, you know how much joy that would bring to my heart after a breakup? Imagine me calling you, telling you this story right here. That I sent the repo man outside the nail salon.
That's so embarrassing.
I'm not going to lie.
After a breakup?
I would be very, very weak. I would be so weak. I wouldn't think that is very funny.
It depends on how it went down.
After a breakup? True. Like when you were talking shit about me?
If it was a peaceful breakup. But I mean, you know, people have their differences.
Remember when they broke up in public. It was some public shit where she said something about him, like, or it was like she unfollowed him, and it was a big thing. And I mean, she said something. She spoke. She said he was a cheater. That's what she said.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, you talking shit now. Like, let me get that.
I mean, like,
I was gonna pay the lease until you got. I was gonna continue to pay the lease on that motherfucker until you know.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. If he was, then it's just like you just need to charge it to the gang. Let the girl keep the car, like. But
so I she mean, can ride niggas around in my car. Her I mean, friends, well, so she can stunt in my car with her friends.
Let me.
She better tap in.
Bang bang bang.
I get that part. If it's in your name, you know, then that means it wasn't really hers to begin with. Then I understand him taking it back. But it's just like he need to make that clear from the jump. Like, don't do all that personal embroidery stuff all up in it. If it's in your name and you don't know if you're about to be with this girl forever. Well, he did what he had to do. And I'm sure she's fine. So.
I mean, have you seen another Bentley? It would be a flex if she bought her car back. That would be
a real flex. He would be
but
so.
But she's not gonna do that.
Dang, that's a real flex though. I would go, you are selling my car. Poof, it's mine again. He would be so mad.
Just send it to
him,
man. That's it.
Yeah.
Dang, it'd be hers. She brought it.
Huh?
But it'll be hers. She brought it.
Yeah.
So you can't send no tow man with to her property. It can't happen. He gonna be so sick. He gonna be mad. So sweetie, sick. If you hit us, buy it.
Buy it back.
Okay. we'll see if that happens. But we'll be continue.
I mean, that would be a flex, though.
That would be a major flex. However, I just personally don't see it happening. All right, so that was Puff or Pass, y'all. Puff or Pass. Thank y'all for tuning in for that. High on rotation. That's right, y'all. So we are going to make a playlist on the spot. That's right. Mm-hmm. So y'all know what we do. Me, D Pounce, our guest, we go around, do a quick round robin, 3 songs a piece. We add it to our playlist that you can find on Apple Music at Rome Jones, the hip hop and the internet playlist. This is, y'all, gonna be a Black Music Month playlist. So I'm thinking Black excellence. Let's salute Black excellence in this playlist. All right, so the best of the best, in your opinion, 3 best songs to go into this playlist. So, Lindsay, ladies first, we'll kick it over to you. What are you thinking?
That is such a hard question. Like, only 3?
Only 3. You can really get away with 4, but...
Oh, man. You see, here he
goes. Like, because I'm going to do 4.
No, he always try to sneak in 4, man.
Actually, I try to do 5.
That is putting me under pressure because I really like my music, so like I can't just say any old thing because 3 is Deej. Like, oh my god, can you skip me? Oh my goodness, hold on. I gotta find something.
All right, Deep Pounce, it's coming to you.
Give me a direction. We Black excellent. That's so right.
You know, it's the best of the best. You know what I mean? Like.
For me, Black excellence, I'm gonna go Mace, Feel So Good.
Ooh. Okay.
I mean, I feel like Mace is Black royalty. Mace has classic albums, 2. being honest. Yeah, I'm a little mixed.
I ain't mad at it. Not mad at it, bro. All right. Well, for me, I'm gonna go with one of the goats, man. One of the goats, like just musically, one of the goats.
I'm going with Prince. Say Prince Lamar. Oh.
I'm going with Prince. Gotta go with Prince, man. And I'm gonna go for I Would Die for You from the Purple Rain album, man. So, hey, I would die for you.
You always come on this motherfucker and name songs that's not hip hop,
bro. It's black.
And I'm done with it. Nah.
This is such a hard thing. Like my heart is just, like hurt for three.
He has to choose again. He has to choose again. Okay, he has to choose again.
Hey, all right. I mean, you want me to? If you want
hip hop, hip hop.
You're insisting. If you insist, sir, I have no
hip hop.
I have no problem. I have no problem with that.
Hip hop.
I'm gonna go with man. This is tough, man. I'm gonna go. I gotta go with Jay, man. I'm gonna go with Jigga, man. He's excellence. He's black excellence, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm gonna go politics as usual.
Ooh.
Politics. Okay.
No reasonable doubt.
That's a good one. Oh my god. I think what I want to do.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
I think for black excellence right now, I think I'm feeling a little Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
I think I want to just to highlight what he has done. So I think, let me see, something that I haven't heard in a while. Dang, hold on, y'all. For real. No, because it's one that I really love. But now we could just start with If You Were Mine with Nipsey for me. But I think I have something else that I really, really.
If You Were Mine.
Yeah, it's a mix with Sade, and that's another queen that I love. And so I think that Cherish the Day, but Cherish the Day isn't really hip hop, but I think that's something that really, that's excellent.
Her? Okay.
No, Sade, her.
Oh, okay.
Got you. All right. What's a good one there? So, D-Pops, back to you, sir.
I am going to go with, as far as black excellence, we gonna make it. We gone.
We gon' make it. Shout out to
Jay. Kiss you, you bitch ass niggas. Yeah. That was my shit, yo. He be alright though.
Well, I'ma stay in New York, man. I gotta go with Big. Gotta be up here. Like Big has to be on this list if we're going black excellence, man. So I'm going Everyday Struggle. I don't want to live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. Rest in peace.
Thanks.
What you got, Zay? Second round.
I don't think you understand how hard this is, like, to just choose one.
What's on your playlist? Like, what's your go-to?
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking.
What's your go-to?
You know something? Okay, a song that I really love.
What's that?
It's by Jeezy, and it's called "Done It All."
I've seen it all.
No, done it all. Not seen it all. Done it all.
Done it all.
Mm-hmm.
What album was it on?
It's on. Dang, I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, it's on the Recession.
Mm-hmm. It's on a deluxe album. Yeah.
It's a bonus track. I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I'm going with Brother Pluto. Brother Pluto. God bless all the trap niggas.
Ooh.
Excellence. That's not excellent. Come on now. So,
Lindsay, it's just the way that you be going by.
Lindsay, God bless you. You know,
Future go hard in the club. It's a banger for sure. It's a banger in the club. Future go hard. It don't matter what he say. His music just make you.
I'm gonna put a thumb in a butt.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang. It would be a vibe. Like, that's what he said. He actually said that. Took a shot at him. I was going crazy, crazy.
He did. That he did. But everything in the club is sound. It sounds nice. Let me see.
Well, you going down the trap. So, I'm gonna have to go with some Cole.
Ooh.
I gotta put some Cole up here. So, I'm gonna go, and I'm actually gonna go to the off-season album. The recent off-season album. And I'm going with Hunger on Hillside. Hunger on Hillside, J. Cole. Shout out to that brother. Black Excellence.
That's all right, good.
Wednesday, last round for you.
I think I'm feeling DMX-y. I feel like I'm just giving like shout outs to the ones. Yeah, I can feel it by DMX.
Okay.
I'm cool.
Okay. All right, you put some X up here. Let me play what you know about some X, girl. Hold on, hold on.
A little song. I'm you, but you see my flow. I'm like, it goes with my little Sade. It just flows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dope, dope. Well, that, and thank you to all the listeners.
I have some honorary mentions. Lord, like, let's not get twisted. So my honorary mention, I'm going Cameron, oh boy, Doof Dipset. That's oh shit. Did you do that? Was that you?
I was trying to do. Screen wearing, and I was listening to music.
She was trying to be screen wearing on the TV.
Yeah, and I thought the music would
stay
on my iPad.
Yeah, no.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
I thought we just started to play.
There you go. Hey, that goes on there too. You gotta throw. Go ahead, and throw on the lemon, bro.
I'm definitely keeping that up there. Yes. Shout out to Lane. All right, so man, so I feel like I gotta do an honorable mention too, man. I feel like I definitely gotta do an honorable mention.
You don't. I'll take one for you.
Nah, I'm good. So what I'll do is
he gonna say some bullshit like Common. I used to love her.
Bang, bang, bang.
He one of them type niggas. Watch, it's coming. Watch. Go ahead, watch.
Nah, man, I'm actually going with some Benny, man. I'm going with Benny the Butcher, man. Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole camp, man, like, they just doing their thing, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, I'm going with, from the Plugs I Meet album, or the Plugs I Met album. And I'm going to go with, what's that shit called? Sunday School. Sunday School.
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you have?
I couldn't wait because I found it.
What is it? Now I'm excited. What is it?
No,
go ahead.
No, but I think this is really Black Excellence. It's by Solange, Almada.
Oh yeah, Almada gotta go up here for my drink. Sip. Shout out to that queen. And shout out to this playlist, the Black Excellence playlist. You can find it on Apple Music, man, at Rome Jones. This was High on Rotation. Thank you for tuning in. I think it is that time, D. I really think it's that time, bro.
It's time for some hip hop.
Hip hop.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. It's been 2 weeks of hip hop. We talk about nothing but hip hop, the culture, the aura, everything. And you know what? We're gonna get right into it, bro. And we're gonna talk about just some new releases, man. So, recently, in the past week, Migos came out with their third installment of the Culture series, and you know, here are some mixed reviews from it. Me personally, I thought it was a pretty good effort. I'll give it a good solid. I'll give it a solid 8. I'll give it a good.
I was the same. I was actually the same.
Definitely. That was good. What about you?
I did too. Like, I thought it was even the song with Justin Bieber. Like, even that song was tough.
What?
Like, that shit was tough. I couldn't find. It was a few songs that I wasn't really fucking with, but they were few and far between. Like, the album is a vibe. Now, it all sounds like one long ass song, but that one long ass song is a fucking vibe.
I agree.
I fuck with Having Your Way, man. I think that shit was true. Yeah. That's my shit.
Honestly, I think the best one is the song with Biebs. Like, I like the one with Biebs. I'm in the Biebs gang now. What's that song, Juicy? That's my shit. Is it tasty? Is it the song?
Peaches.
What about you, Benzay?
I like it. It's, you know, for me, Migos is really just like, again, club bangers. Like, I ain't gonna compare them to the Future. But yeah, you could just listen to their music in the club. When you're having a good time, Migos come on. It's just, they can make that type of music. So I don't really be listening to what they're saying, for real. I just like.
It's just a vibe. Like, you know, they got the beat. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's the beats, like you said. So it was chill to me. And I listened to it on the ride home as well. And it sounded pretty good, especially in the car.
Like, your speakers beating this shit. Like, like, the 808s is knocking it. They make sure. Honestly, Offset now, like, I have so much more respect for Offset. Like, Offset has bars. People were saying that Takeoff was the best Migo and all of that. But I think Offset has. Huh?
No.
Takeoff
is still by far the best Migo when it comes to, like, lyrically. Like, he's the best rapper.
I don't know.
Offset is a good mix between the two, I think. He's consistent. I've always fucked with Offset, though. I've always fucked with him, in my opinion. But
who is the best Migo? Like, all around, versatile. Who is the best Migo?
Quavo? Quavo's like the Michael Jackson.
Melodic. I think he's the melodic one, yeah.
The producer, like, he's the one engineering all this shit. He writes most of this shit. Like,
facts. You think Quavo racist? I didn't know that.
As far as like they hooks and shit, like, I don't think he's.
Oh yeah. What'd you think of the whatchamacallit album, the Dirk and Lil Baby album? Did y'all listen to that?
I was not impressed.
Bang.
That's been on my rotation for a minute, for like since it came out like 2 weeks ago, and I thought it was really good. Like, I thought it was I'm just impressed by Baby's bars. Like, I think Baby is like Lil Duval called Baby this generation's, what do you call him,
Jay-Z?
He didn't call him just, nah, he ain't jumped that far.
And then he said Baby is ludicrous.
Yeah.
No. He said he didn't call him Jay-Z. He called him. He said T.I. I know. At the end, he said something first, and then he said T.I. He cleared it up and said T.I. But it wasn't Jay-Z though.
It wasn't Jay.
He didn't say Jay.
I can see Baby kind of taking over the South. You know, if he stay on.
Nah, like, you can't compare the Baby to fucking Ludacris. Those are two different.
Oh, Jeezy.
No, I'm talking about
Jeezy. Yeah. That's, and I thought that was an insult. Like, I think the Baby honestly is on a further level than Ludacris. I mean not Ludacris, but Jeezy ever was. Like, I think Jeezy was hot. Like, Jeezy was took over the streets and had the Can't Band the Snowman shirts and all that. The Baby is with the president. Nigga, I was watching CNN the other day,
and I seen the baby on little baby on the news with fucking whose family was it? Was it George Floyd's? It was George Floyd's family. And I was like, what is this nigga doing on the White House at the White House? Like with George Floyd family. Like I'm looking, I'm like, is that little baby? Little baby's on a different level. Like he's higher than Jeezy ever was.
I like it.
I do. Like Jeezy ran a generation. Like Jeezy came out when I first started coming outside. So Jeezy's first album is always gonna hold a special place in my heart. Like when I hear that, like when I hear that, like it just takes me back to, you know what I mean, my freshman year of high school. Like yeah, like it really just takes me back. Like that, honestly, that's how I compare like classic albums and shit. Like albums that take you, like you can listen to an album and it'll take you back. You can remember exactly where you were at. Like Take Care. Take Care. You remember you remember where you were at when Take Care came out. I mean, it's just certain albums like that they get you there, you know.
Maybe he was just comparing it to like Atlanta, how they just
I think it is an Atlanta thing, and I think it's a South thing, and I think it's based on how he's moving, like you know what I'm saying, like he's moving for the people, like you know what I'm saying, and he's making music for the people. And I will give you one thing about that album. Baby did come hard. I'll give you that as far as the lyrics are concerned. To me, it was a disappointment because of Dirt. Because I felt like...
What?
I feel like...
Because of Chicago, Jay-Z?
Man, I just didn't feel it for some reason. Man. It was just disappointing, in my opinion.
Dirk has grown on me. He's been starting to grow on me for the past, like, about 4 or 5 months. I like Dirk. I feel like he spits some like really dark shit. Like, and pain and like murder and death just follows him and shit. But like, I like him. Like, I feel it. Like, I like it. I thought Dirk did his thing. Baby watched him though. Baby definitely watched him.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, Baby watched him. Yeah. He didn't carry it. Now, let's not say he carried it, but I think it would have been hot. Like, I think honestly, I think all of these are just throwaway songs from Dirk's album that, you know, songs that didn't make Dirk's album, they just threw a baby verse on.
Aww.
Honestly, that's what I really think.
Dang, that sound like they just pity the man. Like,
they ain't pity him. Like, yo, let's make a bag off of these throwaway songs.
Put baby on it and make it better.
let's make a bag off of these. Like,
I guess you're right, money-wise.
Well,
yeah, I gotta listen to it and see.
You should.
Speaking of carrying, by the way, Trick Daddy recently carried Jay-Z and Beyonce, and during an interview, he pretty much just went in and said Beyonce can't sing, and actually said that Beyonce is the equivalent to Jay-Z to New York in the sense that they're irrelevant, you know what I mean, pretty much to what they stand for essentially. So lots and lots that went into that comment. Gonna kick it over to our girl Lindsay. What are your thoughts around this?
You know, it's his opinion, and you dare not come for that beehive because they will sting. Like you better tread lightly when speaking on their name. But you know, I respect them as for what they've done. Like, you know, musically, I mean, when it comes to singing, I can't sing. So everybody can sing if it ain't me. But Beyonce does sound good. I like her songs. I like Jay-Z. I'm really not too concerned with all that, like all the kids with to New York. Big Daddy down there in Miami-Dade, yeah, he got his opinion. You know, he older, he just got his what he used to, and he looking like y'all going crazy. I don't get that love. Like, you know how they be, like when they don't feel like they get that shine the way they supposed to. But I mean, I respect them in their own right. Like, they put their work in, and I seen like a Beyonce documentary, I forgot, the most recent one she just put out. She works hard. And I would imagine they both do. So it's like, you got to give credit where credit is due. Like, she worked hard.
Yeah,
and Jay-Z maybe. Yeah, you know, I ain't following him to that extent, but I would imagine he's really worked some decades and just really put his work in. So you got to respect it.
I agree. D-Pounds, what are your thoughts?
I feel like Trick Daddy didn't lie in anything he said. Like, Jay-Z is not the best rapper ever. I mean, he'll tell you he's not the best rapper. He might say it, he might give it the big, but I mean, he didn't lie. Beyonce is not the best singer. She doesn't have the best vocals. What I can say is that what that man said was his opinion.
Yeah.
Now, for people to go and fucking leave reviews on his restaurant's website and try to bring his goddamn, that's wilding for like, so you're trying to fuck up this man's business over how you feel, over how you personally feel that, and you've never
the
B, even
had the little B emojis on that shit.
Man, yeah. Like, it's really
like that. That's sick. That's really sick. Over somebody who really doesn't give a fuck about you, or who doesn't even know that you exist.
I mean, that's the reaction. But people really they idolize celebrities.
That's sick.
You know? And it's sad.
It's a lot, man.
And they came to Trick Daddy. They came, and like, they gonna leave them, like you said, they left their emoji. Like,
yeah.
Like,
to let you fuck y'all. Like, I mean, and what Trick Daddy say? He was, I'm scared of roaches. I ain't scared of bees. Like, Trick Daddy, you should have just left it alone, bro.
Because they're relentless, dog. Nah,
it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Y'all. It's a lot of y'all. Because the Beehive it consists of people of your profile.
And some guys, you believe
people of your profile.
Maybe half of it is men. So don't just
blame men.
Go look at half of
them. I'm just asking.
Look at half the comments. It was
black. I'm saying.
Go ahead. It was guys.
It wasn't.
I'm neutral. I like, you know, Rihanna. I like my Nicki. I like Beyonce. I ain't in nobody's tribe or nothing like that. So, for all I know, it's equal. It's men and women. Because it is not like, I know.
Beyonce doesn't make music for me. She makes music for you.
You know, she makes music for other people.
Other people like who?
Oh, the way she said it,
doesn't like. Other people like who?
You
like,
know, they make your music.
There's men that like Beyonce. I was driving.
I don't know no men that's gonna say like, yeah, this just gonna put on like to the left. I've never just rolled and thought about let me put on. Now I have like sat and got high, like I was high and I put on, you know.
You was singing.
What was me, myself, and I. You know, when I was single and all that shit. When I get all lonely and shit, I have me a little drink and, you know, put on me, myself, and I. You know, I will play that. I will play that. Huh?
You do?
I do. You know what I mean? That's on the playlist. Huh?
That's your song of choice.
That's my song of choice for Beyonce. That and Dangerously in Love. Like those
are the true Beyonce songs, and you over here talking about men don't listen to Beyonce and those songs.
I mean, but right, those are vibe
right,
songs,
right,
too.
Zay. And
those
and
are
life
vibe
events,
songs too.
You listening to them shits like during life they're, events and shit.
They're not like right, you this is not a, me being bored in the house is not a life
her.
Event.
You know what I'm
this
saying?
Is not a life event. Me being bored, that's not a life
nigga.
Event.
Nah, nigga, you said when you were single and shit.
And I am single still, and I still play.
It's not
a life event. Like I've been single for some years. Like so, my
being
whole
single is a life event.
It's a period. It's an event.
Right, it's a period of time. So you give somebody else.
Hey, how my man with the little? Why don't you to go back to Mexico? How you do his hands? Y'all can check Why that didn't you out stay in Mexico?
You can check that out in track 14.
Need to leave.
You need to leave. Yeah. But shout out to
He said Beyonce fan. You're more than in the you. You're more not a Beyonce than we are.
I'm not a Beyonce fan. Yeah, I mean, but you know, while I'm here, while we are here,
during this interview, you definitely sound like a Beyonce fan.
While we're here, though,
Dangerously in Love, and me myself.
While we are here, though, since we're wrapping up this Beyonce, London, come here. Come here, London. Come here. I formally invited my baby to the podcast. What? I told her I would one day. I told her I would one day. Come here.
Does Beyonce?
She does. That little homecoming song. The Before I Let You Go.
Performance was lit.
What's up, Lon?
She can't hear you. I have my AirPods on. Lon, oh, say what's up. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Say hi, world.
Hi, world.
This is little Wody. This is London right here. This is little me. What's you know, you can tell by the forehead.
It's giving daddy daughter.
Aight.
She looking like,
so,
get me off this goddamn camera.
Almost. Go ahead and play your game. You're fine. You're good. She ran back. So much.
Why did you do that, bro?
Man, London got here on Saturday. And so she's here for the summer. So she got here on Saturday, and it's just like the whole thing, like, because she comes for the summer. Mm-hmm. So the first couple of weeks, it's always just like us getting used to each other. And then, like, after that, like, we're kind of used to each other. So we know the kind of, you know, we know the program now, whatever. So right now, I'm teleworking. So pretty much all day, all we do is I'm working and she'll be sitting on her phone playing Roblox all day. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this game called Roblox.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah. It's The Sims but you can play with your friends. That's the only difference. And it's free. That's the other thing. It's free, but you pay for upgrades. So like every day yeah. That's what we're working on now.
Thing called Bebo way back in the day that I don't know how I found it when I was Bebo? Like Bebo, I think, was it no that's like MySpace, no, it's another one, it'll come to me, but it's like a, like you say, a little Sims Roblox little thing. But when I was younger, y'all never played
now? How old are you?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 in 2 weeks.
Okay. Cancer
season.
Oh, you're emotional.
No, I'm passionate.
Emotional. Hey.
It's called passionate.
Dog. So I seen this meme earlier online. That had what's the girl named Pandora from Baby Boy?
Taraji.
No, Pandora. Pandora. Remember when Jody was in old girl's house? Yeah, he was creeping with like that worked with old girl, that worked with Taraji.
The braids.
So
I think he's kind of cute.
Oh my god.
So anyway, I pretty much seen a meme today, and Shade Room reposted it that said pretty much she was the better choice to go with other than Yvette. Like I want to read off all her merits that they gave her. Hold on.
All right,
what do you mean? All right, here goes. So she had a job, her own crib, her own car, knew exactly what she wanted, didn't have nobody calling from the pen wanting to talk, didn't have nobody moving in and knocking over her son's forts and calling them a scrub after they got out. She was supportive of Jody's business, knew how to roll and set the mood after a long day of slinging dresses. She knew Yvette wasn't no good for Jody and was there just trying to get that king out of a bad situation before Rodney got out. And y'all won't do it, but this is an appreciation post for a real queen.
Ooh, that sounds like Captain of the Side Chick. It's given. Know how to keep coming if you don't.
Okay. I have no comment to that. I mean, those were all facts, though. If you really putting it in perspective, those were all facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you know, I mean, Jody and Yvette, you know, Black Mojo, we want to see that. We want to see that.
They had a family together.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, little Jody, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a love story? Is Baby Boy a love story?
Yeah, it's definitely a love. It's a hood love story. It's a coming of age story, and within it,
I feel like it's more of a coming of age story than a love story.
No, it's more. Yes, it is. It's a movie about coming of age.
If this was my love story,
you'd be like, "This is all I got to look forward to."
Nigga, what?
all this arguing.
Mm-mm. And let's not forget how the movie ended. Like, if Yvette was just pregnant again, and they was just at the park having a picnic, like. I mean, their situation still could be fucked up right now. Jody could still probably be cheating right now. He probably is right now.
Jody probably died.
Who died? What?
Jody.
Probably died.
Why you gotta be so dark, bro? Like, what do you mean have to take it there?
Yeah, I'm being honest. Like, he probably died.
Who's gonna kill him?
Okay, but who's to say that the grass...
Somebody from Snoop Click.
Do you think they still be together?
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
No. He saying somebody from Snoop Click gonna get him, I guess, eventually, if he out Rodney out now.
Nah. Rodney dead. Like, I mean. So you think Jody and Yvette still be together right now? Two kids in.
I mean, maybe not.
Maybe three. By this time, it's probably three. Lil Jody probably about 18 by this time.
I mean, maybe.
No, you know what? Yes, they would still be together right now.
I don't believe that.
All right, they'll be married, and he would have his own little dress store, and they live happily.
A boutique, you mean? He would have his own boutique.
He would have his own dress store.
All right.
Know all the time. All right. Anyways, moving on, sir. Moving on. But before we tail out, real quick, next versus battle coming up on July 4th. We got Toni Braxton versus Mary J. Blige. Real quick.
When is that coming on?
July 4th.
No, the next versus battle is Big Draco and Bow Wow. Soulja Boy and Bow Wow. The next one, that's this weekend. No, that's this weekend.
Oh shit. Hey, well. Shout out to them too. Let's get votes for them too. So Bow Wow and Soulja Boy.
Have y'all seen like the promotion for this shit? Have y'all seen what Soulja Boy been doing?
Let me look.
Soulja Boy talk. Bow Wow went to public school. I was in the trenches. I was in Zone 6. Bow Wow did this. I shot people for a living. Like, I'm Big Dre. Bruh, Soulja Boy is going in. But I will take Soulja Boy over Bow Wow.
I would.
In this versus.
I think I don't know, man. I think Soulja, yeah, he might.
Soulja Boy and what you have, like, think about what Soulja Boy's produced,
yeah,
and like what he's done. Like, I mean, Bow Wow got the, I ain't never had nobody, but I mean, Soulja Boy got Kiss Me Through the Phone too. Like,
that was the first time I ever got signed.
No, this nigga says
that's how it went though. I sounded like Bow Wow, didn't I? Just there.
that was Sierra, bro. Like,
hey.
Oh my god. But who you guys say?
Soulja.
Cool.
She got big Soulja. Yeah. All right, so it's
Soulja Boy needs to leave the drugs alone, bro. He really gotta leave the drugs alone. That shit is aging him really hard. Like, Soulja Boy looks bad.
He's my age. Like, we're the same age.
I mean, y'all kind of favor. I ain't gonna lie to you.
The next versus battle, Toni Braxton versus the legend Mary J. Blige. Who you got?
Mary.
I just seen today, said Mary J. Blige said, why would she do a versus? I didn't know she was doing versus against Mary. But yeah, I'm going with Mary too. More married to my life, my life, my life, my life in the sun. If you look at my life,
shout out to Mary J. Shout out to Soldier. Shout out to Mary. Shout out to the viewers. Shout out to you. And shout out to the 52 Weeks of Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in to that. And thank you to our guest, Miss Lindsay King, y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
Thank you for being here.
We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate y'all. Good conversation.
Yeah, real quick, shout out your social media. Shout out anything.
You can find me at My Luna Beauty Bar on Instagram and on Facebook. I also have Luna Artistry _ for my makeup page. Luxury Minx by Luna, which is my lash extension page. And my brand fam, Become Media Studio, Become Creative in the New York, New Jersey area. So check that out. We got a lot of things going. 2021 is looking real bright. 2022 even better in the years to come.
Blessings. I love it. Love to hear it. Well, thank you again for being on. We'll make sure we show you some love. Thank you everybody for tuning in. D Pounce, my brother, I appreciate you as always, man.
Love you, bro.
Hey, man, love you too, man. And everybody, just so you know, we are powered by The Various. That is TheVarious content.
Still waiting for that check, though. Still waiting for that check.
And you still will be waiting. Until next time, y'all.
Bye.
Just as a reminder, you can find this show wherever you listen to your podcast, but exclusively on thevarious.com. That is VARIUS, content for all created by us.